What's up, man? All right, guys. Today's video, hopefully going to be a quick one. Has nothing to do with MGTOW, actually. As you guys can see, I'm wearing a hairnet. So today's video is going to be titled, Do You Own a Restaurant? So, as you guys know, Ramadan is over, and some of you guys guessed it correctly when I'm doing driving videos. You know, some of you guys are like, yo, Amr, looks like you're carrying pizza boxes and, you know, flour, wheat, crap like that, which is true. And that's because our masjid during Ramadan was having a kind of like a small restaurant going. So that's why I was doing the whole wheat and pizza box carrying and all that, and other stuff as well that you guys didn't even see on camera. Now, as you guys know, about 6 years ago, I started a restaurant in Egypt, and you know, everything on paper was perfect, but my narcissistic cousin, you know, once he saw that money coming in, he literally went back to his old ways of prostitute, you know, womanizing, drugs, alcohol, gambling. So within 3 months of opening, you know, literally everything I bought was sold in the middle of the street in Egypt. Obviously, he pocketed the money, and then he had the nerves to call me up in America and be like, yo, man, you even owe me more money. It's like, what the fuck, dude? You like took like $8,000 from me. Anyway, so our local masjid is, like I said, you know, experimenting with a restaurant. So this is kind of like, you know, my second try at a restaurant, so to speak. Now, as you guys know, I am a software developer. That's what I am. I'm not a restauranter or a restaurateur, depending how you want to pronounce it. I mean, I like food, but at the end of the day, I am a software developer, okay? So what I want to do is create software for the restaurant industry. And that's because, you know, a lot of people in the restaurant industry, first of all, they don't have the experience of doing stuff online. Secondly, at the same time, you know, they don't have the time for it, you know. Restaurants, you know, it's busy, man. You're cleaning stuff up, you're delivering stuff. I'm not delivering to the customer. I'm, you know, delivering stuff from, like, I don't know, Restaurant Depot, stuff like that. So with the restaurant business, guys, you just don't have time to take care of your online portals and stuff like that. This is where a company like DoorDash and Uber Eats comes in, and they take like 30% of what you have, which is a lot of money. So what I want to do is that I want restaurant owners to have their own website, their own setup, whereby they don't have to pay DoorDash, Uber Eats, or any other third party company hefty fees, like, you know, 30%, upwards of 30% of what they make. So if any of you guys out there own a restaurant and you want to have an online experience, you know, DM me, let me know in the comment section, I'll reach out to you. As you guys know, I own Mitwali Web Services, which takes care of MGTOW TV. So I sell VPNs, as you guys know. By the way, guys, we actually got the VPN apps for the desktop, the VPN apps that are for the smartphones. That's going to take a little while because we have to contact Apple, we have to contact Google. But right now, if you guys want to use our apps, that's our apps for your desktop, go to Mitwali Web Services, or no, I'm sorry, go to metweb.co, that's metweb.co. Go to the VPN page and download the desktop apps, which are our apps, which is our custom-made apps. It's a little bit better than the one that we had since we started doing VPNs. We do web hosting, so we host websites for other people. We have a cPanel. We are a full control panel company, okay, guys? Just like GoDaddy can offer you cPanel, so can we. And now, guys, we want to start offering software and even online support for restaurants. We have a team in Bangladesh. I know, Yogi Hopes. Believe it or not, guys, Bangladeshi people are quite, I don't want to say high IQ, but they're actually quite knowledgeable when it comes to computers, not to mention that they speak perfect English. So we do have a team in Bangladesh. So what I want to do, guys, okay, for those of you guys who own like small restaurants, ma and pa restaurants, especially if you own food trucks, man, I think food trucks are gonna kind of be the future. So if you like own a small restaurant or a food truck, you don't have a web presence, you want to optimize sales, let me know, because here's what I want to do, okay? I want to be able to create a website for you. That's number one. Number two, I can actually have a team in Bangladesh like monitor your online sales. So let's say you get a sale online, they'll call you up and they'd be like, hey, you got a sale or something like that, you know? So for me to build, well, not me, but my team, I can build you a website. Honestly, guys, depending on what type of website you want for your restaurant, I don't see most website. Let's say you own a small food truck or you own a small restaurant. It's like one location. All you need is just a website. I don't see it costing more than $200 to get you a website up and running. And I'll give you a hosting package with it as well. You know, like the first year, you know, hosting is free. You know, I can do that. I mean, I own the company. So that's number one. Number two, I know with the restaurant, everybody's super busy focusing on food and, you know, customer service. You guys are not going to be stuck on the laptop, like monitoring sales or optimizing menus, stuff like that. So I can have a team for you guys that can actually monitor your sales online. And like I said, you know, when you get a sale or a question or something, they call you up and be like, hey, you got an order, or, you know, you got a customer inquiry. So pretty much, guys, what I want to do is that I want to give you an online presence. I want to optimize your sales online and your presence online. And at the same time, I want to give you a team that can pretty much handle your online business. That's going to be cheap. I don't know how much I'd be able to charge you a month for having a team behind you, but it's not gonna be expensive, okay, guys? I'm not expensive in the sense that I don't want to rip off people, shit like that. So I just want to help you guys out there who are in the restaurant field. Something that I have experience with, as you guys can see, back in the restaurant business. Granted, it's on a small scale, but, you know, that's the whole point of being able to scale, you know. I'm sure a lot of you guys out there in the restaurant business, you're probably in the situation where you just have one food truck, you have one location, you don't have a website, or maybe you have a website, it sucks, you know, and you want a professional website. So pretty much, guys, what I'm gonna offer you guys is a professional website. That's number one. Number two, I'm going to offer you a team behind you. That way you guys can optimize your online sales, not miss an order, you know, maybe have somebody to handle your online inquiries, stuff like that. So let's say somebody goes to your website and they wanna order, but they want to ask questions about a menu option or something like that. We can have a team in Bangladesh that can monitor and give customer service to your online personnel. That's what we plan on doing. So you're gonna have your own website, you're gonna have your own team dedicated to powering that website and making sure your customers online are taken care of. When it comes to payment, stuff like that, if you do have your own website, you can accept Stripe, you can accept PayPal. The money goes directly to your bank account, okay? It doesn't, I take no commission from that. So let's say you say, hey, Amr, I want a website for my restaurant, you know, www.myrestaurant.com. It's going to be my website. People, when people order online, stuff like that, then, you know, the money will go to your Stripe account. It will go to your PayPal account. I'm not obviously taking any commission from that. The only thing I'll charge you is to get the website up and running. So if I get the website up and running for $200, that's it. That's all you're gonna ever give me, $200. And, you know, next year, obviously, if you're hosting the website with me, yeah, depending on the hostess, the hosting package you have with me, you know, the next year you're going to pay for hosting. So for $200, guys, that's just to give you an idea. So for $200, you're going to get a hosting package and you're going to get a website. So you're going to get a website. It's all yours. You're going to get a hosting package for the first year. So when the next year comes, you're going to pay, you know, for that hosting package. And our hosting packages, guys, are under $100. So it's not like, you know, oh, they're going to charge me $5,000 next year for a hosting package. No. So once you pay us for the website, it's your website. You know, we can put that website on GoDaddy. We can put that website somewhere else. And again, guys, $200 is just a idea of how much a website will charge you, will get you, you know, because it all depends. You know, let's say you have multiple locations, stuff like that, you have hundreds of items on the menu, then yeah, it's gonna cost more than $200 to get you going. But if you're like a small one location restaurant, maybe 15, 20 items, then, you know, $200 would be just about right for a website that, again, the website is going to be all yours. It's going to include 1 month, one year of a hosting package with us. And then when the next year comes, you just pay for the hosting package and the website is all yours. And like I mentioned, I'll have a team in Bangladesh, you know, offering you and your customers online support. So if you need to update the website, if you need somebody to give you a call, like, hey man, you got an order, stuff like that. I'm still not sure on the price I'll charge. I mean, obviously I'm going to charge you by the month for that service, because I'm going to pay the people in Bangladesh, obviously, you know, they're not working for free. I don't know how much that charge would be, but it's not going to be much, you know. It's probably going to be no more than $100 a month to have a whole team behind you. And again, it's probably going to be less depending on your restaurant. But I'm just giving you a ballpark idea, guys, of how much you'll spend with us, you know. So let's say you get a website, $200 a website. You spend $100 a month with us. So 1 month times 12, that's $1,200. $200 for a hosting package and a, what you may call it, on a website. So that's what, $1,400 right there. Okay, now the sales, they're all gonna be your sales, meaning that the money is going to go to your account. They're not going to go to me. It's going to go directly to your bank account through Stripe and or PayPal. So let's say you guys go on DoorDash or Uber Eats. They take like 30%. So let's say, you know, you're going through those two websites for online ordering and your average item is $10. And you sell 10 items a day, that's $100 a day. So let's say you sell $100 worth of food on DoorDash and Uber Eats a day. They take 30%, so they take $30. So let's say 30 times 30, that's $900, guys. So in 1 month, DoorDash and Uber Eats will take about $900 from you, assuming you are selling $100 worth of food online a day. Now imagine, you know, so let's say 900 times 12, okay? That was 900 times 12. That's actually well over $10,000. So let's say you're selling $100 worth of products a day on your website and you're paying me $200 to get you up and running, then you're paying $100 every month. you would be saving close to $9,000 a year with me compared to going through DoorDash and Uber Eats and other online companies. So what I'm effectively telling you guys is that if you have a loyal following and they can order through your website the food, either to have the food delivered to them with your own team, or they can have or they can pick up from you guys, you will save a hell of a lot more money going through your own website than going through DoorDash and Uber Eats. Also guys, DoorDash has something called DoorDash Drive. What DoorDash Drive is, guys, is that DoorDash Drive, it allows you to hire a DoorDash driver to deliver an order for you. So let's say you want to deliver a order, you know, 5 miles away from you. So you like call up DoorDash and you'd be like, hey, DoorDash, I want this order to be delivered 5 miles away from me. Here's the address. Here's the address. DoorDash will say, all right, man, it's going to cost you. We're going to charge you $15 for it. Obviously, you're not going to call them on the phone. This is through API. It's through a programmatical interface. So with our software, guys, you can actually have your own delivery options in there where you can charge per mile, stuff like that. So let's say, you know, you're a small restaurant, you know, you got, you know, your kids working for you or somebody else working for you. Be like, hey man, we got an order, it's a delivery, go out and deliver it. Or if you want to have DoorDash actually send out a driver to you and then the driver delivers that order on your behalf to the customer, this is something that we're working on. So instead of having your own delivery drivers, you can have DoorDash do the delivery for you. Of course, you guys are gonna know how much the delivery DoorDash is gonna charge you, and you can pass that delivery fee on to the customer. That's something I'm working on. It's not yet finished, but as of right now, guys, with our restaurant software, as of right this minute, you will have your own website, you can accept payments, you can have a delivery done. Again, that delivery will be furnished by your own team, obviously, until we can integrate DoorDash Drive later on. And like I said, you can have a team of Bangladeshi people who will monitor your website, update your website, provide online customer support for you, and, you know, stuff like that. So if any of you guys, again, guys, the whole point of this video is simple. If any of you guys out there, you own a small restaurant, you have no online presence, or, you know, your online presence sucks and you need a professional website, you need a team behind you, you need to optimize online sales, we are perfect for you. So if you guys out there are interested in what I just said for the past almost 20 minutes, DM me personally here on MGTOW TV, or just comment me and I'll reach out to you. Also, guys, you can email me directly at amr@metweb.co. So that again is amr@metweb.co. And of course, all the work we have is guaranteed. So if you don't like the website for whatever reason, no problem. Don't pay for it. You know, obviously we're going to take it down. You know, it's not like we're going to give you the website for free. But yeah, all my work is guaranteed. You know, I've dealt with a lot of people from the MGTOW community, guys. They'll tell you up front that, you know, if it doesn't work out, it doesn't work out. You know, no hard feelings, you know. Not everybody liked our VPN. Some people had a hard time with it. They're like, hey, Amr, I want a refund on the VPN. Okay, no problem. We're still friends, you know. So business is business at the end of the day. So anyway, guys, let me know in the comment section. And again, email me, amram@metweb.co. If you're on MGTOW TV, just DM me and we'll take it from there. All right, guys. See you later. Peace.